And we're back for a third interview on In Depth. In the studio is Jennifer Lewis with the Nevada State Contractors Board. Jennifer, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And we're talking about specifically getting licensed contractors to do work here in our area. Because apparently summer scams are a thing?
They are. So we see a lot of scams taking place seasonally, but really the information is relevant for any time of year. Anytime you're looking to do work on your home or you have kind of people that are approaching you to do work, we want to make sure you're informed about what to look for, what warning signs to look out for, and how to protect yourself.
Okay, very good. So let's go to brass tacks. Nevada State Contractors Board, what is kind of your mission? What is your kind of goal?
So we regulate and license all of the contractors throughout the state, but our main mission is to protect the health, safety, and welfare of the public. So we do that through some of our enforcement operations. When you have an issue with a contractor, you file a complaint with us, and we help remedy that to find some solutions to make you whole again.
Gotcha. And when it comes to contractors, we're talking about all manner of work, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Residential and commercial.
Okay. Very good. So fixing up the place... What kind of jobs are we talking about?
Sure. So anything big or small. So you've got kind of your minor home repairs, like water heater replacements, maybe you have a plumbing leak or electrical issues, to large home renovation projects or backyard remodels, pool builds, any general construction, that type of stuff.
Okay. So if someone is approached by a contractor and they're not sure about them, what are some of the warning signs?
Well, first thing, always ask for the contractor's license number. If they can't provide one, that's a warning sign.
Okay.
Another warning sign are just real aggressive sales tactics, somebody that won't take no for an answer. Oftentimes you'll see that through door-to-door solicitors, somebody that you haven't approached yourself. But other warning signs, demands for cash-only payments. And if an individual you hire asks you to make checks made out directly to them instead of a company, that's typically a warning sign.
Oh, okay, so they're kind of an independent, not necessarily licensed person.
Correct. Our board licenses all construction companies. So the workers are employed by that company who we license.
Okay, very good. Is there are there like a rash of certain kinds of certain scams that you've witnessed?
Most of the scams, especially in Reno, the Reno area, are relative to roofing or paving. So like if you're having your driveway repaved, but roofing projects especially, because most homeowners aren't going to get up on the roof and verify that the work was done correctly. They just kind of hear somebody tapping on
the
shingles and then come down and ask for money. So those are typically the two main trades, but certainly be cautious of any work that you haven't requested yourself.
Very good. So how can people just kind of find contractors on their own through you guys or something?
You can. We don't make contractor referrals, but we have all contractors that are licensed through us. All of their information is available on our website. So again, finding the contractor's license number or by searching their company name, you can get a full listing of all of the information relative to that license.
Okay, very cool. So anything else you really want to get out to people as far as scams go or contractors go?
I want to stress the importance of hiring a licensed contractor. When you do hire a licensed contractor, it gives you 4 years of protection through our board. So any issues you have after 4 years of the work being performed, you file a complaint with us, we investigate it. If we validate your concerns, we identify options for recourse. If your contractor can't remedy them, you may be eligible for a recovery fund, which can provide you financial recourse up to $35,000. That actually is increasing to $40,000 October 1. So there's a lot of resource out there. It's free of charge to the public, and a lot of people don't know about us. We just kind of want to get on the front end so you don't have an issue, but certainly know that if you have an issue, we're there to help you.
Oh, very good. So it's almost like a warranty in some cases.
In some cases, yes. And to that point, many contractors will offer a warranty, but just know that regardless of what they offer, you will always have 4 years with us.
Okay, very good. So why is it being risen, $35,000 to $40,000?
We just saw the need, and it helps us make homeowners whole, you know, that much more. Typically, most of the claims come in are below the $35,000, but there are cases where we've seen it increase. So not only are we increasing individual payout, but all claims against a single contractor are increasing from $400,000 to $750,000.
Wow.
So when you have a large group that have been affected by one contractor, the payout can be a lot more. And it just makes homeowners more whole.
Okay, very
for
good.
For lack of being redundant.
So, I guess we have so many people moving into our area. Is that affecting your work, I would think?
And certainly as work increases, we do see more complaints coming in. I think it's kind of twofold. You've got a shortage of workers, so maybe they're not available to do some of the smaller projects or focus more on the larger projects.
Right.
So the unlicensed activity can increase.
Oh, I see.
So we just want homeowners to be cautious when they enter into contracts with unlicensed contractors. recourse is very limited. So if you have an issue or your project is abandoned or somebody has taken your money, your only recourse is really through civil litigation. The board does not offer its investigative services in that regard. You may still file a complaint with us, but we often turn those cases over to the district attorney for prosecution.
Okay. And Lord knows that's going to cost homeowners
absolutely.
A
it's
lot
timely,
of money.
Consuming, costs money. So we definitely want to avoid that avenue if possible.
Very good. So how can they kind of learn more about you and kind of utilize your services?
We've got a great website with a lot of consumer brochures and information available. So take a look at that, www.nscb.nv.gov. Like I said, a lot of brochures. Always call us. We're available Monday to Friday, 8 to 5. Happy to help you anytime, anywhere. And if we don't have the answer, we'll try to find you the appropriate place to put you in touch with.
Beautiful. Anything else you need to get out there about this?
I don't think so. Just always ask for that contractor's license and call us with any questions.
Okay. Jennifer Lewis from the Nevada State Contractors Board. Thank you so much.
Thank you.